Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Embach with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and tonight the Sounds back on the road starting a six-game series here against the Bats, and we're joined by infielder Tyler Black. And Tyler, first of all, I just watched you guys take some batting practice. It's in the 70s and the wind is howling out. How ready are you to get some hacks tonight?
Yeah, no, it's pretty unreal there. I've never seen the wind like that, but I'm definitely excited with this wind for sure.
The key when you get conditions like this is what?
To not try and put it in there almost. Yeah. The more you try, the worst it's the kind of worse it's going to be. So just staying within your approach and, you know, just continuing to do what we all do.
You guys got a series win last week. You had a couple of really big games at the start and at the finish. How would you describe the week and kind of how you're feeling so far this year?
Yeah, it was definitely a good week. Personally, it was good kind of just starting to get my timing. Swing's starting to feel a lot more sequenced up and, you know, just on time more consistently. Mm-hmm. Anytime that happens, it's going to be good. So as a team, it's been really good, you know. I feel like we've done it on all parts of the ball, some games and some games we haven't. I think it's going to be really scary once we kind of all come together at the same time. So,
what did spring training feel like for you? How ready for opening day did you feel by the end of it so that you could put your best foot forward?
Yeah, it was definitely really cool. That was my first big league spring training, so, you know, just getting that experience with the older guys and, you know, some of the veterans was huge. And learning from those guys was huge and, you know, definitely gave me some confidence coming into the year for sure.
What's that like for the first time where you've got the big league staff watching you every day, but you can't put too much into that or then you're not doing your thing?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, like, it's the same game, you know. Even at all levels, I kind of have stuck with it. You know, the guys still got to throw it over the plate and you got to swing the bat at good pitches. That's the name of the game. But like I said before, I think the biggest thing was learning from the older guys. You know, there's a great group of veterans up there and definitely took a lot from those guys. So,
that final play on Sunday to end the game, I've got a few questions about it. You're going back to the infield, twisting and turning, and you fall down and make the catch, and it's the final out of the game. First of all, from your words, how would you describe how that unfolded?
Crazy, man. Honestly, that's probably the word. Devaney was up and, you know, obviously played with him. He's my boy last year and he kind of uses the other way a whole lot. And he hadn't hit a ball to me all week. So I was like, oh, maybe this is going to be the time. And ended up flaring a ball down the line and didn't hear Brewer, didn't hear Yanni. Just kind of in those situations as a first baseman, you're kind of no man's land and just battling to try and get in position to make a catch. Mm-hmm. And ended up doing that. So it was definitely cool.
What was it like to see Cam last week?
It was great, man. You know, he's a hell of a ball player. It's very good to see him over there, just doing his thing still. He looks really good.
A few sort of subset questions of the play to end the game on Sunday. Is that fly ball even anything you can remotely practice to be ready for a play that goes quite like the way that one did?
Not really, I'd say. I think you can obviously practice communication and all that, but that was one of those, man. It's just in no man's land, and, you know, you just try and pull out your athleticism as much as you can, and fortunately I got there. So
I would imagine there are a lot of plays where you guys don't necessarily need to go back and look at it. You lived it. You were part of it. But I'm presuming that was a play where you were like, all right, I want to go see what that looked like. Did you go back?
Yeah, definitely did, because I didn't really know what happened, to be honest with you. Just kind of saw the fly ball and caught it. Didn't really know if I dove or I fell over or what was going on. But, yeah, I definitely took a look at that one for
sure.
My
final question about it, did it hurt?
No, but it would have hurt if Brewer's knee hit me in the head, which was probably about an inch from happening. But, yeah, it didn't hurt, thankfully.
That a play where you get up, you kind of look around, take a breath, and like, all right, move on.
I was looking where Brewer was because I was like, damn, where is this guy? And he was on the other side of me, yeah. So I guess – obviously looked back at it and saw how close he was to mm-hmm. we were to colliding. Well, thankful that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely cool.
Since this is the first time we're in this format together this year, let me ask you, last season, what turned out to be the most satisfying part of the way you feel it went with your performance?
Just being healthy. 2022, I got into, I think, 60 games, so I was banged up a little bit and, you know, you can practice all you want, train all you want, but at the end of the day, if you're not on the field, it doesn't matter. So, you know, I just wanted to stay healthy. And, you know, by doing that, you kind of learn a lot of things about the game. So that was definitely huge for me.
Final question, as you're playing first base here pretty much every day and you started to play it last year, how would you describe it's going for you right now?
It's going well. Definitely feeling more comfortable every day over there with the footwork and everything. People kind of take it for granted. I sure did until I moved over there, how difficult it can be at times. But, you know, definitely learning every day and starting to feel good. So
appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Check those flags.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sounds infielder Tyler Black. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.